This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Our first special guest stars in the Netflix series She's Gotta Have It, based on the original Spike Lee movie. Please welcome DaWanda Wise. Hello, hello.
In Brooklyn, no less.
Yeah. So I read that you got in trouble in high school.
Yeah.
And your high school teacher offered you a choice between serving detention or auditioning for The Music Man.
The Music Man.
What did you do?
I was late every day.
Every day.
Like just socializing in the hallway.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. Just generally being the worst.
And so finally your high school teacher was like, I'm coming down on you.
He decided to like be my Dangerous Minds, you know, be my like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Right.
And you know, it was very simple. He was like, I see promise in you, you know?
Oh, so it was someone that saw potential in you. It wasn't.
He did. He really did.
And you auditioned.
And I auditioned, you know, I sang a song that I don't remember. And I feel like I was like one of the pick a little ladies. You know, musicals are not my forte exactly.
But you did this one.
But I did it well enough.
Yeah. You co-star in a new movie called Someone Great on Netflix.
Yes.
With Gina Rodriguez.
I did.
And you have known each other for a long time.
I have known Gina half my life at this point. We trained together at NYU. She was my first manager.
What do you mean manager?
So Gina, I'm putting her on blast. So Gina started interning at this like boutique management company, and she gave herself an alias, like a fake name, to pitch herself. Like she's always been such a hustler.
So she's an actor and she needs money, so she works as an agent on the other side.
So she works as an agent. Yeah, we were all interning. Like I was interning at a theater company in college, and she was interning at this management company, and I was her first client.
So she pitched
you. Never missed an appointment.
And did she get you any jobs?
I don't think so.
But that's amazing. I mean, that shows real tenacity, too.
Thorough.
Amazing. So She's Gotta Have It is coming back for season two on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
This series is based on the 1986 Spike Lee film by the same name. You star as Nola Darling, who is a sex-positive pansexual, doesn't believe in monogamy, my kind of hero. And I know from researching it that you initially turned down this role.
Is that out?
Sure is.
I did turn it down.
Why?
So I get the appointment. My husband of however many years it was at the time, speaking of polyamorous, I am not. So so he was like, you know, I mean, I don't know how I feel about you having fake sex a lot on TV. So it was a conversation, then I taped for it anyway because I did marry a feminist. And then when it became a thing, you know, I found myself in New York with my director session with Spike, and Spike just goes off gate. He was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, oh, this is real. And so in that moment, I couldn't say, yeah, I hadn't had the conversation.
Right.
So I said, no. I said, I don't know how much couples counseling costs. Like, I've never had to pay for it, but right now I don't know if it's in the budget, so I'm going to have to say no. And then it was like that Friday night, the casting director texted me. She was like, hey, Spike is going to reach out to you. And I was like, whew, okay. So then the next morning, I get this text message, and it's like, hey, this is Spike Lee. And I was like, what is my life? Okay.
So Spike texted you and said, are you doing this, basically?
Yeah, like, and we had the conversation. Like, you know, over a couple of days, I read all the scripts. My husband will not watch the show. He has not seen a single frame, and we are fine with that. He believes in my talent. I don't need his approval.
That's great. Exactly.
So we got our little system.
The character of Noah Darling in She's Gotta Have It has been making men feel uncomfortable.
It's so great.
Since she first debuted.
They hate it so much.
Yeah, 1986 made people uncomfortable. Now, 2019, she is still making people,
she really is,
men uncomfortable.
I'm sorry to laugh with glee.
It is. Well, I was going to say, do you find it empowering on some level?
I mean, I do. I find it really funny, mostly because I think anything that people like regurgitate.
Yeah.
Or like at this point, it just becomes cliche, right? Like you don't even know why you think or feel that way. You're just regurgitating something, some like respectability politics thing. And it's just, it makes no sense. Like, I'm not your wife.
Right.
Like,
why am I dealing with
this? And
this
person isn't real. It's a fictional character on television. So.
And they take it so seriously.
They do, which is beautiful. I mean, on one part, you know, I don't think I've ever been in anything where people have been like, had neutral feelings about.
Right, this is a very strong feeling.
Yeah.
So you are in the new television reboot of Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone.
Love a reboot.
Did you watch any of the original Twilight
All
Zone?
All of it.
All of it, so
Every
you were a fan.
One. Mm-hmm.
Did you find them scary? Are you someone who found them scary or thrilling?
No, I'm not scared easily. I found them, you know, reflective. Like every episode I was like, would I be the person that would leave the diner?
Right.
Would I be the person who would get on the ship, you know, and get eaten?
In an interview, you were talking about your character in an episode of the Twilight Zone reboot. And you said that you were surprised you hadn't played the role of Alexa Brandt before.
Yeah.
Because there's an element of your background that fits directly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just saw a clip of the show and you're wearing a spacesuit.
I am wearing a spacesuit.
So Can you clarify what this means?
I can, absolutely. When I was in high school, I was in Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps. So I was in the JRTC.
Oh.
And so I have like, and I come from a military family. I have a strong military background. I almost joined in college, right? To pay that very large NYU bill.
Yeah.
So I was super duper close to being in the reserves. And I've never played anyone who was either like former military or military before, which I was just like kind of surprised by.
Wow. So what?
Because it was on my resume, you know. No one reads your resumes. If you're an actor, they're not going to read it. It's fine.
They just like
they're still going to ask if you could do that thing, and you're still going to lie and be like, absolutely. I'm amazing at horseback riding.
So did you not go the path of going the military route because you discovered acting?
No, I think I discovered acting at 15, you know, and so I continued JRTC because I loved it so much.
What did you love about it?
There's an element of performance.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're doing like the drills and you're like learning all the, I mean, it's so cool. It's so beautiful. And also I believe in service. I come from a service-oriented family. And, you know, when it's right, when it's under the right direction.
Yes.
It's, you know, it means a lot. It means a lot to serve our country.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Okay.
Duwanda, are you ready for your Ask Me Another challenge?
Ready to fail. Let's go.
No, it's going to be great. All right, Duwanda, your game is called She's Gotta Have What?
All right.
You're starring in a reboot of Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It. So for your game, we imagined what would happen if the show was rebooted again, but with a different twist.
Okay.
So I'm going to pitch you a reboot.
Lit.
And where we've replaced the it in She's Gotta Have It with a word or phrase ending in it.
Okay.
So if I said, in this reboot, Nola adopts a pet bunny, you'd answer, She's Gotta Have Rabbit.
I'm going to be so good at
this. And if you get enough right, Austin Bordelon from Marksville, Louisiana, will win and ask me another Rubik's Cube.
Why is the Rubik's Cube on me?
Yeah. It's going to be great. Nola becomes a violinist in a Broadway production and sits in the area below the stage where the musicians play.
She's got to have pit.
That's right, yep.
Killing
She's
got to
have orchestra pit, that's right. You're already basking in the glow of getting it right.
Doesn't take much.
Nola becomes a preacher in this series named after the lectern sermons are delivered from.
She's got to have pulpit?
Yeah,
is
that's
it?
Right.
My mother is a lay minister. She's very happy right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. She's giving you
I
thumbs
got you,
up.
Boo.
She's giving you a high five. Nola teams up with UK Prime Minister Theresa May in an attempt to leave the European Union.
She's got to have Brexit.
Sure, sure.
Don't we all?
Is this happening? Who knows? And your final one, for some reason, Nola is sick of having perfect skin.
Oh.
And tries everything she can to get a pimple on her face.
I love popping pimples so much. She's got to have zit.
Yeah! You got them all. Congratulations to Wanda. You and Austin Bordelon both won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Yeah!
DeWanda will be back later in the show to play another game. She's Gotta Have It is streaming on Netflix. Give it up for DeWanda Wise.
Thank you.
Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.